Fruit cocktails.
Okay, there we got it. We got it. We did it. I'm drunk. And it is thanks to this fabulous wine. Bailey got me a wine decanter for Christmas.
Yeah, I did.
It was so good. Cute. It's so pretty.
It's a rare Italian cut glass purple decanter with four matching shot glasses. Because sometimes you don't want to put wine in it and you need some tequila
in it. It's actually a liquor decanter, but like it works as well for wine.
Decanters are meant for wine.
But the set.
But you can also store liquor in them.
It's a liquor set. I think
that you could drink wine out of the little glasses. It would just be like a little...
A shot.
Yeah.
Of wine.
Whatever. It's like communion wine. Like, that's what, like...
Oh, my God.
That's like...
I am serving communion.
That's like what, like, I don't know. Like, you're that religion. Like, that's what they do. They have the little glasses. I am not
about a religion.
Wait. You just said that you were Catholic in, like, 10 episodes.
Are you confused? I think you're confused.
Girl, what you said? Are you possessed right now? You have said that in 3 episodes.
I'm a demon. My head is about to start to spin, and I'm gonna puke green all over you.
Oh my God!
Are you into it, Daddy? No, I'm not religious.
You per always se. Say you're Catholic. You're like, my good Catholic self says that I can't do that. My mama always said that when I was growing up.
No, okay, my mama was not the religious one. That was the daddy. Not that good daddy.
Oh, yeah, dad. Be careful. No, that would be dad, not dad.
Father.
Daddy is a different meaning nowadays.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But I'm not...
Nowadays.
I am not religious. I was raised religious. And some of that hamana spiritual kind of, like, don't fuck with demons, basically, is what has stuck with me. Like, just, like, don't play with a Ouija board. Don't get possessed by the devil. Oh.
Here.
Come on, acoustics. Oh. Cheers. Fabulous. Well, your wine is... Your wine. Your ring is so thick.
You just weren't doing
it.
Oh, right.
We're musical. Look at us. Okay, anyway.
Here, sing a song.
My neck, my back, lick my pussy and my crack. Come on, Lucy, my neck, my back, lick my pussy and my crack. Oh my God, that's the only one that came to mind. Oh. Here, okay, wait, I got another one.
You can tell he's been on the grinder.
I got another one.
Ready?
So if you hear me, oh, I forgot the words.
Oh God, okay.
SOS. Da, 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 da. Give me. I'm here after midnight. Okay. So anyway, back to what we were talking about. Funny thing about the devil. It's actually God's favorite.
Yeah, I've heard.
Yeah.
I used to go to church a really long time ago.
That's shocking. Who took you, Carla?
Yeah. Well, we went to one of those...
Carla's religious?
She used to be. We went to one of those...
cults.
No, not cults. Well, I did used to go to Scientology when I was really young.
Did we talk about this on the podcast yet?
No, we haven't.
We can get to that,
but like...
Finish your thought, because I want to go back to Scientology.
Yeah, we used to go to one of those, like, New Age churches. You know, it wasn't like Crossroads, but like... One of the churches that had the rock band, and you go in the 10 a.m. service. It wasn't no 8 a.m. Catholic service, very traditional. It was like...
Catholic Mass is at 10:30. They do have a 7:30 service.
Okay, well, I guess that was misconstrued.
I'm just saying.
But anyway...
Bitch, I don't get up that early.
It was like that 10 a.m. like Mass that you would go, and you would get free coffee from the coffee bar, and then you would go into church, and then they would do a rock band like thing about how Jesus was great. And like,
is that even church? Oh, did you hear that? What was that? Was that your ring or my neck?
My neck.
My back. My pussy and my crack. girl. I thought you cracked my neck. Damn. No, yeah, I thought I just whipped like it. I was like, ow. Damn. I'm going to give myself an aneurysm. Jesus.
No, okay. But that was church. It's kind of like the Crossroads version of church, but it was called the Vineyard or something like that.
Oh, I would go to that church, man. Give me all the wine. Yeah. I'm thirsty.
Well, there was a coffee bar, but there was no wine bar. See, if there was a church.
Oh, that's lame as hell.
Give me a church that preaches LGBTQ values and a wine bar, and I'll be there.
No, I won't.
Oh.
It all comes full circle because. This is something that struck me funny. I was cleaning out my room in Dayton, as I have to do apparently every time I move home. And I found my swimsuits. And I found the one, I found three. I gave you the one, because I was like, bitch, I never wore this. I got a new one after that, because I was like, I have to have the Andrew Christian version, because I'm bougie. So I got the Andrew Christian version, very similar. But then I found my sexy swimsuit that I got in Orlando.
Is it a jock strap?
It's not a jock. It's like a bikini cut for the women's who know. No, bikini, because bikini cut makes it sound like it cuts up like a brief. It's like a boy short. That's what I'm looking for. It's like a boy short cut. So it's like right here. But the difference like is that it shows off the goodies. And like, we're going on the cruise in May, and I want to wear this on the cruise. It's technically a family establishment, but, like, what is it about just having the, like, why is it that women can walk around in bikinis, but I can't walk around in a boy short, not a Speedo?
You can walk around in a Speedo if you want.
But it'll, like, show off the dick, and I feel like that's indecent.
No, it's not. Not at all. Have you been to a gay beach before?
No. I actually haven't. Have you?
Yeah.
What? Where was that?
In Chicago.
They have beaches in Chicago? I thought it was
too cool. Yeah, they have beaches.
I thought it was too cool, bitch.
No, in the summer it's hot. They've got beaches in the summer.
In the summer?
One time my mom was like, let's go to Chicago for lunch tomorrow.
What? From here?
From Cincinnati, yeah.
She was just like, hey, let's drive.
Yeah, she said to us.
Wait.
The night before, she was like, hey, let's go to Chicago tomorrow and get lunch.
So you guys, what time did you guys leave? Like
6 a.m.
I have never. This is like, that is peak gay culture almost. Because it's like, we take brunch so seriously. No,
we literally went, in the car at 6 a.m., drove to Chicago, got there at about, what would that be, 11 a.m., got breakfast, walked around the city, got lunch, walked around the city, explored, and did a bunch of shit, and then got dinner, and then we drove home. It was a day trip. It was a daycation.
My mama ain't like that. We like to take off. We take off Friday. You work on Thursday, you take off Friday. You drive on Friday, you get there, maybe about 2-3. Get drunk. Go see some sights the next day. Get drunk again. Sunday, fun day. Drive back on Monday.
See, then you have
go to work on Tuesday.
It's so much more money because you have to, like, buy the hotel. You have to do the Airbnb.
You stay with fam. Or friends. Sorry.
But if you don't have friends.
There are more lesbian aunts. I have so many of them.
Yeah, I guess not.
I was also referring to Missouri. St. Louis. I guess I didn't say that ahead of time. Did you just spill your wine?
No, I dropped my ring.
Oh.
No, I don't know. It was just like, daycations have always been a fun thing, like, to think about. Like,
I've never done a daycation.
Like, if you were in LA, you could do a daycation in San Francisco. You know what I mean?
No, you couldn't. It's too far.
6-hour drive.
And then, when do you drive back?
That night.
The same night?
Yeah. You drive in the morning, and then you drive at night.
So when did you get drunk?
During the day. And then you fade, and then you drive home.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
I mean, you don't have to get drunk. It's a
vacation. Oh, sorry. Jake's an alcoholic. Don't tell my mom. She's worried.
Always.
Your hair's looking very voluminous.
Thanks. It's the coconut oil.
It's the coconut oil. Coconut oil is so multi-purpose, children.
Actually, I just learned today that you shouldn't use coconut oil if you use latex condoms. You shouldn't use coconut oil as your lube. Coconut oil, like, eats away at the condom.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Latex condom.
So what if it's a lamb skin? Do they make those? Or is PETA shutting down?
Coconut oil is like, I don't know about all that, but coconut oil is very good for lube if you aren't having...
Raw dogging it.
If you aren't having vaginal sex either.
Oh, don't put it in your hoo-ha. Boosy, not pussy.
Bussy, not pussy.
Yeah. Words to live by. Words to live by.
So you can use coconut oil if you're not using a latex
condom.
Hey,
or do it in anal.
Yeah, and doing an anal.
Good for anal. And this is also why you use silicone-based lube. Never use water-based. Because your body will just absorb that.
Well, silicone-based lube is better if you're using latex condoms, yes.
Yeah. It's been a long time since I've had anything, honey. I'm surprised I'm not drinking more.
Really?
I'm surprised.
I guess that Dayton is a little dry.
It is. Dayton is so... Girl.
Where are the bussies in Dayton?
Right here.
Oh, that's just you?
Where's the tops?
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't know.
So they're all bottoms?
No. The real question is, where are the boys in general? Because compared to Cincinnati, you can still get on and there'll be a couple people within a mile.
And it's even still not that many.
No, you want to know where it's the worst.
Dayton?
Small towns in general.
Yeah.
Because I was in
Yeehaw country.
Loudonville. It's kind of yeehaw. It's not super yeehaw. They're the progressive yeehaw.
Okay.
They're the good yeehaw people because there's a lot of lesbians there.
Oh, that's good. If a town's full of lesbians...
I told you this!
I don't know, but if the town is full of lesbians, then I'm down for it. Let's
yeah!
Check it out.
No, because I told you...
You told me yeehaw.
Okay, listen.
That's what you told me.
So
you see, that's where I got the phrase "yeehaw" was from you. I've never heard
okay,
"yeehaw" before.
I dropped it the first time I was describing this town, and you have grappled onto it.
Oh,
like,
I love it. It's so good.
I mean, I do love it too, but
I love it.
But now that I've said it, I'm like, wait, Loudonville is not yeehaw. It is definitely your progressive small town, but still a little bit country. Bitch, it's the gay agenda. We're taking over.
Oh, yeah, it is the gay agenda.
It's the gay agenda. We take over the small towns.
Yeah, you're right.
That is the plan.
I guess it wasn't that bad.
It feels like it would be yeehaw, but it was not yeehaw.
Because the surrounding cities were yeehaw, but
yes,
this one was...
This one was not, because it had a bunch of new businesses downtown. They had a coffee shop that was, like, nicer than Starbucks, that I was like, I want to work here.
You know, I found that, like, small towns usually have a cute little coffee shop.
They were supposed to have two. One of them hasn't opened yet.
Oh, that's... Well, sounds like they're on
rivalries.
The up and up. They're on the up and up.
Exactly. And this place has
maybe... got those new residents.
It's got maybe two stoplights in the entire town. It's a village. Whatever. So I went to this bar, and it was called the American Legion. And it's actually a military bar.
It's like a VA.
Basically, oh, yeah, God. Very similar. I basically went to a VA bar.
Bitch, where's your uniform?
I barely got in. It's because Vicky's grandpa, or dad, were in the military. So, because you have to have a membership in order to get in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I was, at first... really nervous because we were riding in the car. I was like, fuck, I'm going to this military bar. Military people usually don't like
bitch,
our
I
people.
Wouldn't even...
Think about this too, okay? So I'm with Vicky, lesbian. I'm with her aunt, who's actually younger than her. So more like a cousin,
lesbian.
But like lesbian.
Girl, yes.
With
okay.
her girlfriend, not girlfriend. So lesbian.
But I feel like lesbians can fit in a lot easier with like, small town.
But what you have to remember is it's like who all I was with. I mean, I just rattled them off again.
Yeah.
You know, like I've seen these people, I've known these people for a long time. I've gone up there a lot. Like Vicky
and
is
And you trust that it's gonna be okay because
they're all
are
those
from
types,
there.
Yeah. Well, and they're all those types of bitches that would be like, listen, don't fuck with him. or you're going to have a fucking problem with us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they're...
But at the same time, like, they're accepted there, so, like, you would be accepted as well.
Ding, ding, ding. We have a winner. Yeah. Because
and I get
guess
that.
What the fuck happened as soon as I walked into that fucking bar?
What?
There was this lesbian couple that was walking out that all of a sudden were like, they stopped in their tracks and they were like, oh, who is this? Yes. Who did you bring in? Oh, baby, are you single?
You can't see, Jake blah, is blah, touching blah. Me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They did the whole grazing of the hair, grazing it. Of the yes. cheek. They were like, felt up my ass. They were like, who's this sexy piece of meat walking in the air?
That's
blah,
such
blah,
a,
blah.
Like, reassuring thing. I love.
And they were loud, too. They
it
were
makes
loud.
You feel so comfortable and, like, yeah. welcomed. It's so good.
Absolutely. And so as soon as that happened, my worries about this military bar suddenly, like, drained away. Because I knew I was already with people who were, like, known there. These other girls who had been known there
yeah.
were, like, talking me up. And then I was like, listen, I'm a hot piece of ass now. You military boys would be lucky to get with this.
Right.
I forgot I was wearing my pride scarf as I walked into this American That's Legion awesome. Military bar. But what was also great is that out they had a smoking, enclosed smoking patio. Ooh. So it was basically like smoking in the bar. And out there they had these little like, basically like the slot machines. They had a little slot machine, but it's like a charitable donation video thing.
Okay, that sounds cool.
And I won...
In a little small town?
Overall, I won about $40 both nights.
What?
Added together, about $40
so
bucks.
So, one went to charity?
None of it. I took it all.
Oh.
I won it. I won $40. If you lose, the money goes to charity. So, I guess I just took money from
so you
the
took
charity.
Money from charity.
Oh, damn, that sounds shitty. I mean, maybe that's not how it works. I don't know. Maybe I took money from the bar.
I feel like...
Let's move on, because it's sounding like I'm a terrible person. I'm just playing the slot machine.
I feel that's like a really good night, because, like, recently, like, I went to this bar in Cincinnati, and it was a little off the grid. Like, not, in you know, near downtown. It was on the west side, where there's not
what
really...
Bar?
It's called Arts. I felt kind of, like, out of place and uncomfortable, and, like...
Because you were a white boy in a crop top?
Yeah, because I didn't want to be, like, invading, like, a space that, like, isn't really meant for me, you know what I mean? Because, like, everybody has their own safe space and their own bars, and it's kind of like how we talk about, how, like, how straight women come to gay bars and, like, sometimes, like, are out of place. But, and the reason I'm talking about all this is because, like, you went to that bar and you felt uncomfortable for a second because it was, like, out of your comfort zone. But then once I got in there, like, this girl comes up to me, this woman comes up to me, and she's like, oh, bitch, look at his outfit. Okay,
yes.
Girl, give me a twirl. Go ahead and twirl around for a second.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay, yes. I feel so much better right now. And
yes.
Like, got a little confidence in me. I walk in the bar. They're like really feeling my gig, feeling my outfit, like feeling the geesh.
They loved it.
They loved, like this girl loved it. And like.
As she should.
And it made me feel so
Make her
much
eat
better
it.
About being there. And, like, it was, ended up being, like, a very great experience, and, like...
The straight bars that we go to are usually not that bad.
They're cute.
Yeah, there's some that are bad, but straight bars that we go to, I'd almost call them more queer bars, because I feel like they're just not stereotypical toxic straightness. You know what I mean? Whether they're, like, LGBT or
yeah.
not, they're just...
No, like, Queen City Radio is very LGBT friendly. They host drag shows, but it's not labeled as... Like gay bar.
I think you can be queer without necessarily being like a gay bar. You know, I think it can still be it's like more of a queer space. Like it's queer friendly, you know.
Since it's the new year, I was thinking that we could just
Happy New Year
2019. Many new possibilities.
That's me imitating Bailey's noisemaker that he ran around with. Non-stop. I tried to break this fucking thing.
Yeah, you know, like, it's those horns. Didn't work. It's those horns that you blow on New Year's that everybody has.
Hate them. It drives me batty. And so and he was doing so it funny. On the street. He was doing it on the street. I rip the shit out of his fucking mouth. I thought I broke it. And then all of a sudden, he picks up the little nozzle. He's like, surprise, bitch. It still works. And now it sounds worse.
And I had like, more, too. I bought all of them at the dollar store.
Fuck the dollar store. These bitches sell these Satan products. God damn it.
Yes, but since it's New Year's, I was thinking that we could like go into... There's an article from LGBTQ Nation. And it was the top 12 stories of the year by month. January 2018, the top story, Trump will give healthcare workers the right to refuse to treat LGBT people.
Wow, we're off to a great start. So do I have the right to refuse somebody who is Catholic or Christian or whatever?
Because it's called the religious freedom rule that would allow healthcare workers to refuse to treat LGBT patients.
What if I'm atheist? Can I say I don't want to treat a Catholic or Christian person because I think that their religion discriminates too much and so those people don't deserve to live?
The move would also allow workers to deny care to a woman seeking an abortion or any other service they morally oppose.
That's the root of it.
Yeah.
Fuck the gays. They don't give a shit about us. They care more about the women. There's more women that they can control.
Yeah, true.
That is the root of it. The
Trump administration really was coming for abortion in 2018. Yeah. Really trying to, like...
We were just the cherry on top.
Yeah.
The women were the whipped cream.
Yeah. No, for sure. And it's just ironic that it's called the religious rule.
Of course it's the religious rule.
Okay. Bitch. Moving on from that tragedy. Thank you, Donald Trump.
Well, of course. Thank you. Thank you, next.
In February, there was a bill making it legal to ban gays and lesbians from adopting passes in Georgia.
Oh. You know that shit just passed in Oklahoma.
It did?
Gay couples can't adopt in Oklahoma. They just, like... pass something like that.
Because it says the Georgia State Senate has passed a bill that would allow adoption agencies to refuse to place children with same-sex couples based on their religious beliefs.
Yeah, something like that just happened in Oklahoma.
It's wild.
Woohoo! I mean, starting 2019 off the same way we did February.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, Oklahoma, would you expect anything less? Like, it's fucking Oklahoma.
They're yeehaw.
That's yeehaw.
Fucking yeehaw.
We don't have any listeners from Oklahoma, I hope.
Well, and if so, sorry that you live in Yeehaw country.
I hope that you can make it somewhere much better.
Or just make Oklahoma a better place. We're trying to change the world.
Yeah, change the world.
Change the world.
So, in March, moving on from two tragic months.
Okay, great. What is the next fucking thing? This is depressing.
Savannah, Georgia ruined Mike Pence's St. Patrick's Day in the best way possible.
Anything that ruins Mike Pence's day makes me happy.
Yes.
It makes my day.
So Mike Pence was in Savannah on Saturday. The Georgia city hosted the South's largest St. Patrick's Day parade. He was expected to see a lot of green as he marched in the parade. But he also saw a lot of rainbows because that's when he got bombarded by, like, the Angel Squad and, like...
I love the Angel Squad.
Yeah, a bunch of people who...
block him.
Block him with a bunch of rainbows.
I love it.
In April...
April!
Bill making it legal to ban gays and lesbians from adopting passes in Oklahoma. There you go. There's your story. Oh. Thank you, next.
Maybe I was seeing a recap, too. Who's this by?
LGBTQ Nation.
Oh.
Thank you, next.
Thank you, next.
On to May.
Let's hope we have four bad stories.
We have no comment on you, Oklahoma or Georgia. Fuck you both.
Fuck you both.
Georgia is the state of the devil. It's hell. The devil went down to Georgia.
Well, he lost.
One time when I was in Georgia, I was driving through Georgia, and I saw a tornado. I saw, this was all once at the same time. I was like, oh my God, look, there's a tornado. Oh my God, look, there's a forest fire to the right of me. Oh my God, look, it's hailing snowballs the size of...
Did you pull over and get in a ditch?
We had to.
Wait, you actually did that? Because that's what you're supposed to do.
Not get in a ditch, but we pulled over because the hail was so strong that it was like going to break our glass. Like it was so big. But we also saw fires, and we also saw tornadoes, and we also saw lightning. It was insane. Georgia's hell. Georgia's hell. In May, transgender kids' brains resemble their gender identity, not their biological sex.
This is interesting. This is interesting. It's so interesting. This is an example of where science is actually helping the LGBT cause. Not to just sprinkle in a little bit of LGBT history, but I'm going to do it.
Oh, no. Sprinkle away. So, come on, salt.
So, I know. Well, yeah. Salt. Let me add that salt, like the salt queen. You can't see my hand motions because I forgot this is audio media. But I'm doing that little meme guy. You know what I mean? Where's my glasses? It's too late. But just to sprinkle in a little bit of gay history.
Sprinkle.
Homosexuality, as we know it, only became a concept realistically because of the medical community. And it was largely turned into a negative construct also because of the medical community. Because they saw it as being inverted. Like inverts. That's what gays were referred to as.
Inverts.
Because,
backwards.
Because because they were not following like male, female, penis and vagina sex.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Sounds gross to me.
I know. Yeah. that is how homosexuality became, because it was the early sexologists.
Yes.
I mean, like, because before that it was always like religion was like, oh yeah, sodomy. Blah, blah, blah. But, like, it was never, like, an identity. Like, there was only, like, a gay identity because the medical community said, this is a person, not an act. They're saying you are an invert, not you're having gay anal sex.
Oh. That's an interesting take on it.
Exactly. And so that largely, like, while it was, like... It was really bad because it set us back so much, but it also, like, brought the identity into being an identity as, like, a person.
Okay.
Because of the sexologists.
Go sexologists.
We are who we are because they demonized us. Just a little tidbit of information.
That's cute. I like it.
Yeah. So, where I was going with this, though, is that it's interesting that in this case, with the transgender stuff, it's almost the way that science is approaching it is that it's validating versus what it did with homosexuality, where it was saying, oh no, you're opposite of
what your gender standards are.
Right, because this one is actually founded in science. The other one was just more speculative because it's like, well, you're having anal sex with a man versus a penis and a vagina.
Yeah.
So my scientific brain is saying penis, vagina, okay, your opposite, invert, bad. Where now, sexologists were bad people. Well, a lot of them...
Oh, I was cheering them on.
A lot of them, actually, though, after they first started releasing that shit, flipped their, like, how they approached it, because they were like, well, we shouldn't be discriminating against these people, though.
That's good.
But the damage was done.
So fuck sexologists. Back in the day.
Kind of. Fuck them, but like, thanks, but like, thank you next. But
thank you next. Thank you next.
Right, but when it comes to, but now the transgender stuff, this one is actually founded in science because they're studying the brain, not just how people fuck.
Yeah. No, it's the brain of like how transgender people resemble their how they identify instead of how they originally identified at birth.
So what's good is that this is reaffirming.
Yeah, it's reaffirming that their gender makes sense.
Exactly.
And that it was a mistake by God. God.
Well, I
if you believe in God.
I think gender is just a construct in general. Well, tear it apart. And the great words of Sasha Velour.
It is. God bless Sasha Velour.
God bless
our queen.
Our queen. Gender is the construct. Tear it apart.
July.
Oh, we're almost halfway there. That is halfway. All right, halfway there. July.
July. Republicans vote to make it legal nationwide to ban gays and lesbians from adopting.
Woo! Come on, progress.
Come on, progress.
Listen.
Let's go 2020.
The straights are not adopting kids. They're trying to have their own kids.
Right.
Gays cannot have kids. You bitch about having a fucked up foster care system. Why not let the gays raise the children? You're not willing to do it anyway. Let us do it. You're welcome. Thank you, next.
Honestly, I'm just reading through all of these, and I'm like, holy shit, these are all horrible headlines.
This is only proving the point on how bad Trump and his administration have been for LGBT.
Gay couple denied marriage license by town clerk in New York. September, Scott Wagner's campaign sends anti-trans meme to reporter on accident. October, a gay Trump supporter went viral after he had a racist hissy fit in a lift. Now he's out of a job.
Oh, I remember that.
That's positive. At least he's out of his job. Fuck him. This gay couple's mind-blowing first dance at their wedding shocked their guests. Oh, that strikes my fancy.
That was probably like, I bet it's like a dirty dancing type thing. Not like
December
sexy dancing, but
Trump
like dirty
quietly
dancing.
Shuts down HIV cure research to appease the religious right.
That has been a big one, and that one is one that like kind of fucks with me personally, because I am.
I want to cut that whole fucking segment out because that was horribly.
No,
negative.
I think we needed to keep it in. I think we needed to keep it in. We're not cutting this. But I think this is a good reminder on why we need to be paying more attention. Like, not we, because we do, but, like, hopefully more people try to pay attention to this stuff. Because when gay people or any minority says, hey, these people are, they don't like us. They're going to come after us. They're going to do this and that. And you all say, no, it'll be fine. Like, you're overreacting, blah, blah, blah.
I just can't stand when people say, Trump hasn't really done anything bad to hurt anybody. And I'm like, if you have.
Did you just hear all those headlines? There was maybe three positive ones.
There
were the
about
top
three
of
positive
each month.
Ones. But each month it was like, Trump does this. Trump does that. Trump does this. And it's like, if,
or Republicans
if
in
you're
general.
Not being affected by the things that Trump is doing, that means you have privilege.
You're just like, well, at that point, you're literally a straight white person who more than likely
is
has
younger.
Money.
A young straight white person who's cis.
I would go. Yeah, I think
even
it was.
The old
I don't
ones,
even
like,
say that would. Be.
They've lost their healthcare coverage.
Well, good. You know what? If these yeehaw fucking Republican old people want to keep voting
because
for Republicans,
old people had high premiums before Obamacare.
Take their fucking healthcare. Fuck the old people. Take their healthcare. Take their Social Security. That's what these bitches are voting for. They're like, I support Republicans. They're going to fuck Obamacare, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, okay, bitch, you're attacking your own benefits. Take them away.
Seriously,
fuck
they're
them.
Attacking their own benefits.
Because they're draining our fucking money as it is. Let them get it repealed.
Obamacare helped you to get non-pre-existing condition policy.
I would be fucked at this point if we didn't have Obamacare. Not only would I be kicked off my mom's health insurance.
People don't realize. And now you know what? I get emails every week that's like, sign up for Trump Care. And I'm like, there's no such thing as fucking Trump Care.
What
get that fucking email out of my mailbox.
What is it?
It's Trump Obamacare. Care. And the only thing that's different about Obamacare is it's been stripped down to its bare bones.
What is a Trump Care? There is no Trump
And
care.
That's what you call Trump Care is Obamacare stripped down to its bare essential bones. That's shitty as fuck. They fucked it up. They've not fixed anything. I do agree with
that's
them.
Their tactic. They're going to weaken it to the point that it looks like it's weak actually.
Yeah.
And then it'll get repealed.
I do agree that there shouldn't be a $3,000 tax if you don't have health care. I don't think that that's
no there should And the reason why is because paying into the system makes it cheaper for everybody. That's the whole argument for Medicare for All.
That's true.
That is the whole reason for the mandate.
Happy New Year. Okay, Happy New Year, I guess.
It's fruit cocktails.
I knew exactly where they were.
Happy New Year.
I'm so happy that, like, we finally got the chance to, like, record. We apologize for the mishap in the past 2 weeks. It's been such a busy...
Mishap?
No, just, it's been such a busy time this holiday season. Like, Jake had so much stuff to do with his family. I had so much stuff to do with work and my family. And, like, we both just, like, were so busy. And now is the new year. Yeah, we both needed a mental reprieve. We just, like, really needed a time to recoup and get ready for the new year. And as we come into 2019, we have many, many more things to offer you guys. And we're so excited for what's to come. We have much planned.
We do.
We have, yeah.
I just plan on getting drunk and telling stories, baby. I'm along for the ride.
Yeah, you just keep along the ride, and I'm going to steer us in the right direction.
Come on, Captain Ahab. See, I'm going to try that joke again until one day it'll land.
Yes, but we... we're planning some really cool stuff coming up in 2019, and we will be as drunk as ever.
Who knows? Maybe this will be the year that Jake smokes a little bit of that devil's lettuce.
If you feel like it, if you're really feeling generous, maybe you just drop us a review on Apple, iTunes.
But don't give us one star like that one motherfucker. What is your story? Are you getting a bunch of dick? Are you having trouble at home? Are you having trouble with the podcast? What's the problem with the podcast? You got some beef, hun? We'll read it. It's like reading the mean tweets, like they do. Yeah. I'll do that.
I'll read a mean tweet.
I'll read a mean tweet. What's a bad review? All right, let's read it. Let's learn together. Send us something. I want some stories, bitches.
Send us something. Also, dick pics. Send us something.
I would like a good dick pic, please. I will take two.
Send us something. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Twitter.
At FCT Podcast.
We will have
Are we
soon.
On Twitter?
No, I'm going to make it soon.
Oh, I could do the Twitter. I'm funny.
Yeah, you should.
I could do Twitter.
Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Facebook. Email us. And...
Oh, real quick.
Stay tuned for...
Before we close.
What's up?
What's your New Year's resolution? That's a good thing to end it on. End it on a positive note.
My New Year's resolution is to eat less salt. Is to stay more focused on a few things instead of a lot of things.
Oh.
And New Year's resolution, what else? That's about it.
Oh, yours are so good.
Mine is to get to a park once a week.
Ooh, that's good too. Yeah. Well, mine's not nearly as exciting.
What's yours?
Well, I want to get more dick. I want to take more time for myself.
That's the one you really need.
And I want to focus on what makes me happiest. That's which maybe really that good. Is also make like more time for myself. Yeah. I mean, that's a part one,
that's,
part two.
That's true, yeah.
But that's it.
Take away from school.
Fuck school.
Fuck school.
Fuck Jerry Larson.
Fuck Jerry Larson.
And we are...
Fruit cocktails!
Thank you for listening. We'll be back very soon. Bye!
Bye.